This is John Batchelor, speaking with my colleague Chris Riegel of Scholar.com about the announced plans by the People's Republic of China, the Chinese Communist Party, Xi Jinping in particular, to revive the now failing and troubled Chinese economy with a credit bubble built on a real estate bubble built on expectations that were magical thinking for decades. The way they're going to compensate for that is to turn manufacturing into a major, major global industry at the high end. EVs, microchips, solar panels, high technology to sell to Europe and America. And that will offset their credit collapse. Chris answers this by reminding all of us that China and its sense of persecution and isolation delimits itself from such an ambition. It's closed to the outside. It practices theft routinely of IP, and that leads to being doomed as the middle manufacturer of the world, not the high end. Here's Chris Riegel to explain. Chris Riegel of Scholar.com, more of this later.
I think she's watching the economic numbers to say China has an unfair advantage in competition because of government sponsorship of many of the businesses, whether that's directly government-owned, government-subsidized. China is very, very, very capable at that mid-tier of manufacturing, whether that be microchips or automobiles or other. Where China does not excel is the high tier. China cannot compete with TSMC for chip making. China cannot compete with Boeing or Airbus for airplanes or Tesla for direct automobile. So Mr. Xi seeks to climb that ladder to top tier, but you cannot do that in an isolated adversarial environment where IP is not protected. You have to do that on a global stage, and China's not yet embraced things such as IP protection on the global stage, so they'll always stay at that second tier until they open up.